Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So the First Lady of the United States of America, Jill Biden, has decided to attack all Americans now who don't get vaccinated, especially you idiots in flyover country, you know, in the South. The First Lady has got a new job. She's pushing for vaccines and vaccinations. This is new information that's come out about health-related issues with your heart and getting the vaccine. She's going around the country to where the idiots are. You know, the people that voted for Donald Trump trying to get you to get your vaccine by July 4th. Because that's the big holiday where we're going to give away free beer if you get enough people vaccinated. Not a joke. The government is actually going to give away beer if a certain number of people get vaccinated by July 4th. So we'll have a celebration with a beer that's free. Some states will even give you weed if you go get vaccinated. Also not a joke. Hey, come get a vaccine and we'll get you high. That's how desperate the government is for you to get vaccinated. Well, Jill Biden was booed on stage in Nashville as she slammed Tennessee's low vaccination rate and insisted, "You're booing yourselves, you idiots." The First Lady was visiting a pop-up vaccine site at the Old Smoky Distillery in Nashville. Super cool place. I've been there. Country music star Brad Paisley was there to host her when she slammed the audience, slammed the people in the state over their lagging COVID vaccination rates. Now, to be clear, a bunch of Republicans were not in the room, just so you know. If you see that Joe Biden's coming to Nashville, you're going to be there as a Biden supporter. You're going to be a liberal, leftist, you know, kumbaya type person. You're not a Trump person, right? Like, there's not a bunch of Republicans in this room. And Joe Biden, and this is how extreme this administration is, they actually thought it would be a good idea for the First Lady to fly to Tennessee and then mock the people in the audience. The First Lady was visiting to tell people to trust me, right? You need to get your vaccine. Hurry up. Brad Paisley hosting her and Brad Paisley's wife, who's known for being the daughter and father of the bride, they were there showing kids and mothers getting vaccinated. She then went on stage and said, behind the backdrop that says we can do this, that I'm going to slam you in Tennessee because you guys are idiots. Take a listen.
Still has a little bit of way to go. only 3 in 10 Tennesseans are vaccinated. And, well, you're booing yourselves.
Yeah, you idiots, you're booing yourselves. Ha ha ha. Yeah, you're booing yourselves. The First Lady was met with only 10 people waiting in line to receive a vaccine at the pop-up. So you fly from Washington, D.C. You're the First Lady of the United States of America. You got Brad Paisley, one of the most famous country music stars in the world, in Nashville with you, and a famous wife who's the daughter and father of the bride, and 10 people show up to get the needle. Top 10 signs you suck at your job. I guarantee you that today, right now, if I did a pop-up vaccine site, I could get more than 10 listeners to show up. This is the whole way to the White House behind her. 10 people waiting. Well, if you wanted to meet Brad Paisley and his wife, all you had to do was get a vaccine, and you didn't have to wait very long, just 10 people. It appeared that only a few dozen even turned out to receive the shot at the afternoon site. Biden comforted a young girl receiving her shot by patting her on the back as she and Brad Paisley toured the site. The country singer sang for the crowd as he urged Tennesseans to get the vaccine. He also mentioned country music legend John Prine, who died of coronavirus last year, is another reason why you need to do it. If I had a time machine, I would go back to November. I would give him that vaccine, and he would be here, Brad Paisley said. Of course, we can't do that, he added. All we have is the future. Let's save whoever is next. Well, there you go. The First Lady, again, putting together this tour, touring states with low vaccination rates. Biden in her speech also claimed that receiving the vaccine is the only way for Americans to return to normal life. Ah, holding us hostage again. That's a great selling point. You know what the vaccines mean for your family and your friends and your neighbors? You know they are saving lives. You know the vaccines are the only way to get back to the open mics and the music festivals and the concerts that make this town so very special. Well, that's actually a lie. Not true. We've opened up in spite of your fear-mongering, putting a needle to our arm and saying, if I can't jab you, you can't live your life. Now, according to the CDC, only 41% of Tennesseans have received at least one dose of the vaccine so far. It's the sixth lowest percentage of all U.S. states. The number of residents getting their vaccine per week has also dramatically fallen, down 75% from its peak in early April. Yeah, because people are now realizing that there might be some health issues that come with getting the vaccine. There are currently only 50,000 people getting their first dose of a vaccine per week. The Tennessean newspaper reported the First Lady decided to visit Tennessee as the White House hopes to push those vaccine rates up in each state, especially in the South, where it is facing pushback from evil Republican lawmakers. I inserted evil, but they said Republican lawmakers. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is a perfect example of what other people in other states who aren't stupid are doing. I'm talking about governors, talking about leadership, whether it's DeSantis, whether it's Kristi Noem, the list goes on and on. Governor Lee has rejected offering an incentive for residents to receive a vaccine. Other states have actually paid people, given you weed and booze and food and other things to get the vaccine. Some states are even doing the lotto, right? Where if you get the vaccine, they give away $1 million on live TV. I think it was that California, New Jersey that did that, New York. Maybe multiple of them have done it. But we're not doing that here, right? Because we're not going to reduce public health to a lottery, to ping pong balls jumping up in a chamber and, hey, because you got a vaccine, we might give you $1 million. Governor Lee also understands personal choice is part of freedom. Yeah, personal choice. Vaccine is personal, should not be pushed. The government shouldn't be dictating it, and the government shouldn't be holding you hostage. Local Republican lawmakers have also pushed back, especially over attempts to vaccinate teenagers. Last week, conservatives proposed dissolving the Tennessee Department of Health because it encouraged teenagers to be vaccinated, knowing that we are seeing issues connected to heart issues with young people who are getting the vaccine. Jill Biden, though, she wants to go visit the ignorant people of America. That's how she looks at us. She's currently on a tour of states with low vaccination rates as the president admits that he will fall short of a major target he set for the administration for July 4th so we could all get free beer. The administration has been forced to concede this week. that it almost certainly will not reach the goal of 70% of all Americans receiving at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine by the deadline.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's clear, by the way, that the administration has put together a plan to publicly shame people into getting the vaccine. And now we are having conversations on daytime TV, the same day that Joe Biden gets booed for mocking the ignorant folk of the South and Tennessee and Nashville for not getting the vaccine, right? Because they're stupid down there, so we'll go talk to them. Well, The View decided that we need to take this to a new level. And don't think that The View is not orchestrating their talking points with the White House. The View has actually come out and asked the question now, what do we do with people that don't get the vaccine? Do we lock them up, right? Do we not allow them to live in society? Do we force them to stay at home? Listen to the opening remarks from Joe Behar on The View about what do we do with you ignorant folk who won't get that needle stuck in your arm.
As the United States falls short of vaccination goals and the deadly new Delta variant spreads, the question remains, how do you handle Americans who still refuse to get vaccinated? This is a problem in a lot of red states right now. Why won't they get a shot, Anna? What is the problem? Look, I think vaccinations, much like masks, have become politicized. I think a lot of people didn't want Joe Biden to reach the 70% goal. They wanted him to fail. They didn't want him to have that win. They didn't see it as an American goal. They saw it as a Biden win. And so we're not going to hit the 70% mark by July 4th. We're going to come very, very close to it. And the efforts are not going to stop and should not stop.
It is amazing to me how fast they say, let's not make this political. Do you remember what the same damn people were saying about Operation Warp Speed when Donald Trump was president? I'm not taking Donald Trump's vaccine. I'm not going to take this thing because Donald Trump can't be trusted. They're rushing this thing. They're going too fast. There's no way I'm going to get on board. Donald Trump loses. I'm taking the vaccine. You don't take the vaccine, which is the same vaccine Donald Trump came up with. Then you're trying to kill me and grandma. You don't get the vaccine. You don't deserve to live in America today. You don't deserve to be out to go out in public. You don't deserve to go on a plane. We need passports, damn it. Same people. Weeks earlier, Donald Trump, if when he was president, oh, I ain't taking that operation. I'm not doing anything. Donald Trump, he can go to hell. I ain't taking his vaccine now. You better take it. I'll mock you if you don't. And here's the best part about this. The fear-mongering has come back. Listen to Ana Navarro at the very end. She's like, this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. It absolutely is. You guys have made it political by not listening to people. What happened to my body, my choice? Isn't that like one of the things Democrats are all about, right? Like, my body, my choice. I can kill a 15-week-old baby in the womb. I can crush its skull. I can do partial birth abortion. It ain't a baby. My body, my choice. Well, okay, well, where's my choice on my body and my vaccines? Just out of curiosity. And by the way, this is coming from someone who's gotten the vaccine. Okay, I'm not an anti-vaxxer here, but I do believe that if you don't want to get the vaccine, you shouldn't. I have quite a few family members. I did the math the other day. I have four more family members have not taken the vaccine than have actually taken the vaccine. And I support their right to make that decision. But here's the fear-mongering part, right? Because we're not done with you. This is not going to end. You just heard her say that, right? This is not going to end. We're not done with you folks in America. We're going to force you to get this thing because we're telling you to do it. And it's not going to end. So here's your threat. If you don't get the vaccine, folks, you may go back into lockdown.
Because this is not Republican or Democrat. It's about safety and really our mental health, our economy, and God forbid my waistline cannot go back into lockdown.
Cannot go back into lockdown. You better do what we tell you to do or Joe Biden's going to fly to your town and mock you. You better do what we tell you to do or we'll put your ass back in lockdown. Yeah, that's what we're going to do because we're the United States government and you're going to do what we tell you to do and you're going to get the vaccine that Donald Trump came up with that we told you we wouldn't get if Donald Trump was the president. And this is about safety and mental health because we'll fearmonger you on everything. This isn't about Republican or Democrat, but we'll mock you Republicans if you don't do what we say to do. Now, again, I've had the vaccine. Want to make that clear. Let's go back to some of the headlines coming out right now about the vaccine because it is important to look at actually what is happening when it comes to the vaccine. Did you know that they're seeing more and more evidence of having issues with your heart, especially among young people with the vaccine? I'm not trying to fearmonger you. I'm just saying it's kind of important. In fact, not only that, we're now being told that the shot is linked to four different skin reactions. Not one, not two, not three, but four. And the CDC, on their own website, you can't post this crap online because they'll silence you as being an anti-vaxxer. But CNBC has just come out with this new headline. Here it is. Their words, not mine. CDC Safety Group says there's a likely link. Did you hear me? A likely link between rare heart inflammation in young people after the COVID shot. So Jill Biden shows up in Nashville. She's got a mom who's got a daughter who's getting the vaccine. We have no idea what it does with reproductive health yet. We have no information on that. A lot of women are not getting the vaccine if they're planning on having children because we don't know. And a lot of people are saying no to their kids getting the vaccine. And what's happening? Schools are now demanding it, taking away your right to choose, right? That's something Democrats, I thought, really care about. They were woke on that, right? Now all these colleges are like, you can't come to college unless you get the vaccine, which means a lot of young girls who are going to have babies in a few years are basically being forced to choose between getting the vaccine and God knows what could happen with reproductive health in a couple years when they have kids. So much for a woman's right to choose. They were lying to you the whole time. So the CDC safety group says, look, there is a likely link between a rare heart inflammation in young people after the COVID shot. There have been more than 1,200 cases of heart issues, mostly in people 30 and under who received Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Roughly 300 million of the shots had been administered as of June 11th, the agency also said. For both vaccines combined, there were 12.6 heart inflammation cases per million doses. So we should put that into perspective. I want to make that clear. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get the vaccine. My point is you should be able to ask questions about this. You look at those numbers, 12.6 heart inflammation cases per million doses. That number, that data, should be put into context. I don't know if that's a lot or a little, because I don't know about what other vaccines we've had issues with. That might be below the norm for things like MMR shots and other things and chickenpox. I don't know. But we should at least have time to look at that information, decide what it means. Now, here's the other thing. You got, and this is where stats can be used both ways, okay? If you've got 300 million of the shots that have been administered as of July 11th, and you've got 12.6 heart inflammation cases per million doses, that sounds very low. But my question is, if you take out the subset of the group, 30 and under, what does that number look like? Because if the majority of the 1,200 cases of these heart inflammation that are mostly in people 30 and under are happening, then why don't we break out that group? Again, I should have time to get that data. The CDC safety group also said there's a, quote, likely association between a rare heart inflammatory condition in adolescents and young adults, mostly after they've received not their first, but their second COVID-19 vaccine shot, citing the most recent data available. In other words, we don't know everything yet, which means it's not insane for you to not do what Joe Biden are demanding that you do and mocking you if you don't do it and threatening lockdowns if you don't get the damn shot.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We
didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
problem. That's
we didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And then the media is also getting in on all of this, too, because they've now been put in charge of apparently floating what's coming next with the COVID-19 vaccine that you're supposed to take. Yeah, guess what? You're probably going to need a booster. So they're now doing the dirty work of the White House and other scientists and other CDC to say, hey, we might need a booster. And so, of course, they send this to their friends at CNN, the Chinese Communist propaganda network of the Biden administration, who comes out there and has on Dr. Nguyen about the COVID vaccine and the booster. Oh, and by the way, a little side note, there might actually be a heart inflammation problem. Take a listen.
All right, let's turn to the COVID pandemic. COVID-19 vaccine booster shots are not necessary at this point, but that could soon change. A CDC advisory committee says if there's a rise in breakthrough cases, meaning an infection after vaccination, boosters may be needed. Let's talk about this and the latest developments with our medical analyst, Dr. Lena Nguyen, emergency physician, also formerly the Baltimore Health Commissioner. Dr. Nguyen, it's good to have you. Look, there's that news that I just laid out. And then there's the really important CDC safety advisory group's meeting yesterday that did find a likely association between a very rare heart condition, which is myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, and the mRNA vaccines in people between the teenagers and age 30.
I mean, God bless the Chinese communist propaganda, CNN, Biden, state-sponsored media's work of what you just heard. They literally just told you that you might need a booster shot for COVID. Then they tell you that there might be some other issues related to it. And then they say, but let me get to the real story. There might be, more than likely is, the studies are showing, the stats are showing that yes, in fact, COVID vaccine is in fact related to a heart inflammation issue for those 30 and under. So let's deal with that. And then we'll just brush over the fact that we told you that you're going to need a booster shot, but they say, well, you don't need it right now. So that's all good news, right? Like this is all going as planned almost because we are the propaganda network of the Biden administration. We'll tell you bad news while making it sound like it's not bad news.
And so that's the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, but it's very rare. I lay this out because they went on to say, but the risk from COVID and complications with COVID outweighs the risk of myocarditis. What's the take home for any parent deciding whether to vaccinate their kid?
The big take home is that the risk of this very rare and, by the way, mild effect of myocarditis is much lower than the very real and significant effect of getting COVID-19 disease. So the CDC did a very thorough analysis. They found that there were 323 cases of myocarditis in this group of individuals under the age of 30. The vast majority of this group had very mild symptoms. They recovered with minimal treatment and they recovered fully. That needs to be compared with the fact that now 33% of all the new infections are in adolescents and young adults. Mm-hmm. And actually, since April, more than 300 people in the age group of 12 to 29 have died because of COVID-19, not to mention the many thousands that are living with persistent effects like brain fog, fatigue, muscle pain, and so forth. And by the way, you can get myocarditis from getting coronavirus as well. And so I think the take home, and we've seen now the American Heart Association, American Academy of Pediatrics, among others, have all said, yes, people over 12 should be getting the coronavirus vaccine.
Right. So there you go. Don't ask any more questions. We just put it all to bed in about 23 seconds for you. It's still bigger risk if you don't get the vaccine. There's a better chance you're going to die if you don't get it. But we do want you to know that there are these issues, but you'll probably fully recover. And we're the government, so you should trust us. Now, I might trust them a little bit more if they hadn't lied to us about the origins of the Wuhan COVID-19 virus, which they did. If they hadn't mocked us for saying it didn't come from a wet market. If they didn't send money to actually go to gang of function research in the Wuhan lab and lie to us about that. If they didn't lie to us, like Dr. Fauci has, on the issue of the World Health Organization being corrupted by the Chinese Communist government. If Dr. Fauci hadn't lied about the Chinese Communist government and the fact that they didn't want to tell the world what was going on with this lab-created virus, which I think we can all now say is pretty much fact. It didn't come from a bunch of bats in a wet market. It didn't mutate from one animal, a dead dog on a table, to a bat, to then a human, and then we all started getting it and dying. Millions died because China lied, and the CDC lied, and the World Health Organization lied, and honestly, Dr. Fauci lied. I might believe the CDC on how mild of an issue this heart inflammation issue is if they hadn't lied to me about masking, for example. If they hadn't lied to me about being outside and wearing a mask. If they hadn't lied to me about the how many people were not getting COVID while eating in a restaurant. If they hadn't lied every step of the way and made up crap every step of the way, I might be more willing to just solely believe what they're telling me now. And they may be telling the truth, but the fact is we don't know yet. So if you're one of those ignorant people in flyover country that has not gotten a vaccine, if you're a concerned younger woman who says, I'm not getting it because I want to have kids and I have to worry about the X factor there of things we don't know about. If you're not getting the vaccine for any one of these reasons, I'm your biggest advocate. I'm going to use the liberal line here of the left. My body, my choice. So don't threaten me on The View that you're going to lock down my life again if I don't do what you tell me to do. Don't mock me like the First Lady did. No one's going to get the vaccine because the First Lady mocks you. That's the other part, just from a PR standpoint. If you are Joe Biden, why not go on stage in Nashville with Brad Paisley and the 10 people that showed up to greet you to get the vaccine and say, I understand why so many Tennesseans are hesitant to get the shot. I understand that this is evolving quickly. I understand some of the X factors. I've seen the research on heart inflammation issues. But if you compare it to X, Y, and Z, and you look at the risk reward, and you look at the fact that young people are recovering from these heart inflammation issues, and that the chance of you dying is much greater if you don't get the vaccine than if you do get the vaccine, and you put all that together and respect people's concerns and fears and lack of trust in the federal government, you might have a higher rate of people that are going to get the vaccine. But when you mock people, when you say it's Republicans that are trying to kill grandma, when we're the ones that came up with a damn vaccine in the first place, when you guys were fighting against it, saying that Operation Warp Speed was actually irresponsible and it was responsible and is what has given the world a vaccine. Thank you, Donald Trump, for that leadership. Don't tell me it's red states and flyover country that are the number one public enemy threat to society, because I'm not an idiot and I ask questions after you lie to me all the time about all of this. Again, I got the vaccine. I got the vaccine. Everybody knows that I got the vaccine. But I do not believe that everybody else should be forced to go get the vaccine. So, Ana Navarro, screw you saying Republicans aren't getting the vaccine because Joe Biden's telling you to get the vaccine. That's a lie. We're not getting the vaccine. Many of us aren't because we want to do more research. Because we're not sheep. I hope every one of you will share this podcast with your family and friends. Please hit the share button. Help this podcast to continue to grow. See you back here tomorrow as we cover the news that the major media will not cover. See you then.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.